Hysteria Info.
We are Hysteria Info. Yes, we're reaching you live from Etim Inyang Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome back to Dailies today. This is the second part. That's why I'm saying welcome back. The first part usually starts 6:10 in the morning with Kofi Bartels. That we're here now. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
I'm Jimmy Diso. Good morning.
You can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube because we're live on those two platforms. You can see us and listen at the same time. Drop your comment, engage with others as well on that on those platforms. Let's begin by taking a look at this story on page 5 of the Vanguard newspaper. Kaduna, 50 killed in army's Arab bombing of bandits.
Okay, my condolences to the country as a whole. For us to lose this number of people in circumstances like this. But it brings out so many things that we probably need to talk about as it concerns the operations of our military forces. But before that, let me give you the details. 53 are injured. The Air Force said it wasn't them. The governor of Kaduna stayed as I ordered a probe, he offers survivors free Medicare. Tudu Birin's bombing regrettable, says Khan. Arewa Youth Group condemned mistaken bombing. It was by Allah's mercy that we survived. And NEF demands investigation. And the story says, let me read the first two paragraphs. The Nigerian army mistaken a village for a bandit's camp on Sunday night, bombed Amalud event in Kurmin Biri village in the Gabi local government in Kaduna, killing no fewer than 50 villagers, which means it could be more. Meanwhile, no fewer than 53 others seriously injured are in hospitals receiving treatment. However, a survivor said over 100 people were killed, and that it was learned that while the event attendees were trying to rescue and take the injured to a nearby health facility and the dead for burial, the aircraft returned and dropped a second bomb, causing further damage in the village. Okay, but the Air Force has distanced itself. Well, it calls for a lot of reflection, not just on the army, the other services, the security, you know, our security architecture, those we put together to guard our country. When you put armed people and when you arm people, you know, to provide security, you're supposed to give them good training. So the first question is, even before good training, you ask, how are these operatives picked in the first instance? You know, that has been corrupted. That definitely has been corrupted. It's part of the problems we also have, if, for example, even if in the financial sector. Remember, some years back, some politicians were loading all their relatives into central bank, into customs, into it was a man no man situation. And that is why you have inefficiency at all levels. So from the point of picking and the point of training, we need to re-examine that process. It is not as if we might not have competent people at the top to conduct this, but what kind of pressure are they getting from their bosses, the political class? What kind of pressure are they getting? Two, this idea of nepotism in the public service, what does it do? It dampens the morale of those who are least favored at a particular time. I'm using at a particular time. For example, during the time of President Buhari, we hear that a lot of the appointments were skewed towards the north. So if I know that, don't forget these military people are just like you and I. Okay? They read papers, they listen to these programs. So if that happens, if I'm a colonel, as a Yoruba man, as a colonel, and there's a tight situation that comes up, there are chances that I might look the other way and say, let those at the top now come and, because if anything, they will take the glory and so on and so forth. So these little things, nepotism also, he has his own, you know. Then the political class have not behaved well enough to provide good morale for these people. I'm talking about the things that would affect the psyche of a man you give responsibilities like this, which could get them careless. I'm not saying this is an excuse. And what I'm saying is not tied particularly to this, but these are the things we look out for. When you look at the irresponsibility of the political class, the recent one, of course, being that of taking 1,000 some whatever to Dubai, one or two of them even went as far as putting on Instagram himself in the first class, whatever, and putting something there. God has prepared a table in front of my enemies, and one young chap somewhere, I don't want to waste my time mentioning who it is, but it's one of these APC people, you know. When people who are putting their lives on the line see this, how do you want them to feel? How do you want them to feel? So the political class must be very, very careful. So you would say people, they will shout and that will be it. No, these people are also affected by this subsidy matter. They probably, their salaries cannot even take them home just like every other person. And when you have all these things put together, the religious divide, you put people together, they have different religions. You expect that they will work in a tight whatever. But once you've created these divisions, what do you think is going to happen? So there are so many other things. I don't want to waste time. The military people need to have an overhaul of the thinking and find ways to look at these and other issues. Then the military needs to have an unofficial, quiet discussion with the politicians. They just need to do that. Salute him, sir. I need to tell you something. That is missing in Nigeria of today. It used to be like that in the past. If you look at what we have now, the politicians, instead of them to tell those in charge, the president, that, sir, this is right or wrong. No, they put on his cap. They sing on your mandate, which I stand. They know within themselves. We know them. We know some of them. We interact with them. And all you hear is that, you just have to follow this and that for your own benefit and so on and so forth. Until we have those kind of discussions, we'll be having tragedies like this. This is the height of inefficiency. Then, of course, is also the bad and the greatest one is sabotage. We must think that sabotage. Did somebody, was it done deliberately by certain persons? Did somebody do this to discredit the federal government? Or do you have people who have sympathy with all these people within the military and have access to equipment and so on and so forth? There's so many questions that we need to ask beyond the immediate whatever of this accident that happened. If we don't do this collectively, just like every other part of Nigeria, it's going to go from bad to worse. It's one of the reasons why you find policemen shooting citizens at will. When was the last time you went to a police station to report a crime and you didn't need to pay to get the policeman to follow you? When was the last time? The same with customs. The same, name it. So it calls for sober reflection. Those who love this country, should sit down and talk to these politicians. The way you're going about leading this country, these are the various ramifications that you are going to get. It's a pity. Imagine it could have been anybody. It could have been. Also looking at procurement of military equipment. We had cases in the past. I think there was somebody who went and bought a Tokumbo helicopter. I think one Air Force Vice Marshal some time ago. And you do have complaints for friends in the military who tell you that sometimes the equipment are not well calibrated and so on and so forth. Various complaints. All said and done, we need a loyal military, a well-trained military to carry out that function. Otherwise, this might just be the tip of the iceberg.
Let's move on quickly to our next story in the Vanguard newspaper, page 9. COP28 FG sponsored only 422 delegates. Information minister.
This was just a national disaster. In all honesty, I've never seen anything so irresponsible. When the minister is telling you 422 delegates, who sponsored some of these politicians we've seen in the social media? There was one, I think it was a youth leader or somewhere in Qatar who filmed himself. A first class ticket, by the way, for Qatar Airways. We're close to between 8 and 9 million.
Oh, whoa.
Yes. And so yes, it definitely will be between.
I was even going to say 3 million.
No, the economy tickets are almost 2 point something, depending on the season.
Yeah.
Depending, let me quickly add it on. But definitely, a first class ticket in Qatar or Emirates, because those are the top range, will be close to about eight to 9 million, and it's a pity. The APC is going to lead us. Is going to lead us down a very dark tunnel, if you don't put a stop to these things. They will lead us down a dark tunnel if we don't put the sheer irresponsibility of it is mind-boggling. Is mind-boggling. Don't let's call a spade a famine implement. The APC will lead us. They will lead us to a dark tunnel. They are completely insane. Look, I don't need to go that far. The issue of yachts and the issue of cars for legislators, it just shows that these people don't have a sense, A, of where we really are, and B, what is happening back on the other side. So the youth leader who puts his whatever on this thing is to send a signal back to those who have not joined that. Sherry, you can see what we are enjoying.
I don't know him.
You better join. I didn't say you don't know him.
You said Sherry.
No, I said Sherry.
Oh, okay.
Sherry is not Sherry. Excuse me. Okay. And if I want to refer to you, I refer to you as Mr. Quadri.
Why?
Or Aj Lola.
Aj Lola.
Somebody, I think it was a jury that was quoted as said the numbers were 540 something. And now the information minister is saying 422. But what we have is that there were 1,000 and something, you know. And we know the way these things go. These things have been on, but not in this volume. One of the rackets in town had been, if there's an official visit, you had it with 5-10 people. To offer jackpot. You know these things. We know. By the way, he was in his ajeku from what he said. The Lord prepared the table. The psyche, the thinking of our politicians, the thinking of a majority of them are just a bunch of hustlers.
And if
only Mama could see, you know, they just want to, what do they call it? Is it Buga or Guga?
Buga.
Just want to show off, enjoy themselves. Which responsible person would be putting together a team to go for a serious event like COP and be thinking of your supporters and Eje kicking in all of so that he too can have something to eat? That's what it was. I understand that the president's son was there, but let me be fair, I don't know who came there. And I also understand, somebody also said that he now also came, you know. But I'm not sure whether he went on behalf of government. But I think your guess might be as good as mine.
All right.
We need to infuse. All these things are part of what I just said. So if I'm in the war front and I read things like this, what should I be thinking of? If I'm a DPO who is drinking, who is eating, going and drinking garri in the morning, and you open your newspapers and you see some politician traveling first class to Qatar, what do you think your mind? What do you think your mind? This country is being destroyed bit by bit. Bit by bit, you know, what happened there is, and I would love if if maybe Channels TV or the government can authenticate the video that is making the rounds of president delivering the speech with John Kerry, and I think it was in Dubai. We'd like that, authenticated before one can make a comment. Maybe Channels might help us here, or the government to authenticate that tape.
Some government officials forging Akeredolu's signature at Ajilo senior advocate. That story is on page 10 of the Vanguard.
Ajilo is a well-respected SAN. He's a respected person and is a well-respected SAN. And he says that listen carefully. I have it on good authority as a lawyer. Some of the commissioners, about five of them, sent memos to the governor, and they all returned with approval. Going through the approval compared to what the governor had approved when he was hale and hearty, there are notable disparities in them. One of the memos the governor is said to have signed is a 1 billion whatever for some pensioners. The Police and Administrative of Justice Act has made it clear that there can be private investigators who have been contacted because of the issue, and their results are so damning, EFCC needs to visit Ondo State to ask some questions. You can see the dishonor that this gentleman's family and his so-called supporters are bringing to my friend, Akiti. And this makes me an extremely sad man. You can see the dishonor they're bringing to him. And he goes on to say that the purported signature is not from the government. It is so apparent. See where we are. See where we are. But when contacted, the CPS of the governor, Richard Olatunde, described the alleged forgery as utterly preposterous, ludicrous, stemming solely from the figment of their imagination. Mr. Olatunde, what you guys are doing with my friend is utterly preposterous and ludicrous and extremely wicked. I'm not saying you forged anything, but what you're doing by holding him virtually in captivity, we have not heard Akiti say one word all this while. Even when the governors visited him, he sat down quietly on the seat and didn't say one word. The video that we saw was of the governors leaving. Okay? And he urged the people of Ondo State to discard those he described as crisis entrepreneurs. You guys are crisis entrepreneurs that are holding this man ransom. From what I see from the videos, I don't think that he would be in a position to take a pen to sign. I'm not even sure that he has the state of mind to read any long document before signing. So what is going on? But the problem we have is that Akiti is of the same party at the center, and it appears that the party at the center too are slightly complicit in this matter. Because, like I told you the other time, if you remove Akiti, let him leave, or if he resign, it appears that some forces don't want the current deputy governor to be the governor, because you have primaries coming up next year, and then all this is going to happen. I hope people's consciences are pricked, especially his family, his wife and children. I hope that when they read things like this morning, God will get into the heart and stop putting our friends in a position of disgrace and possible problems. He says that this accusation of forging the governor's, this is preposterous. I want to assure you that no one is forging governor's signature. He cannot say that through. How can you come and say, because you're a spokesperson, nobody, you will say you don't know? If some people are forging, they're not likely to, unless, of course, they're part of them, they're not likely to tell you that this is what they've done. So you don't make that statement. And he said that if they genuinely believe there's a disparity, they should present a legitimate document to support their claims. Same thing we now get. Every little thing, go to court. Bring documents to support your claim. Same prison dismissal. And he says that we are more than willing to thoroughly investigate the matter and prosecute anyone found culpable. Perhaps this gentleman doesn't know that at the back of people's minds, people are thinking that it's these same people that they are thinking, that it's these same people that surround him that might be complicit in this. So the CBS is not, I'll take whatever he says with a pinch of salt. And he says that, I've spoken personally to the governor and he has asked me to emphatically refute this claim. It's very simple. Bring the governor on video. Show the let's show him documents and let him say, I show him each document and let him say, I signed this. We have gotten to that point now. We have gotten to that point now where we must do things like we had option A4 during the elections when we couldn't organize ourselves. We have gotten to the point now where we want to prove every minute. Call us immature, call us what, laugh at us, whatever it is. The CPS, I challenge him to make a video, get the documents, and let the governor, say, yes, I signed this. It's gotten to that. All said and done in the case of Akeredolu, One more time, I'm on my knees and pleading with those who are holding this man ransom to let him go treat himself in peace. Before, I was so scared about something happening to him that I cannot even mention. Now, is even part of what I'm scared of is how many things will his name be implicated with. And is this same people, the moment there is a new governor, they'll band him to the Philistines and keep him on his own. So I'd like to call Mrs. Betty Akeredolu and his children, his son. Preserve the life and dignity of your father and let him resign and go treat himself. This is probably the third or fourth time, but I will never tire of saying these things until the man is free. That is my opinion.
Let's move on to the news page of the Punch. That's the Metro page of the Punch.
You see this handsome man in police uniform.
Okay. Okay.
I haven't congratulated him, the newly appointed CP, Tunji Disu. Congrats, bro. Okay, so Coltisbury ex-River CDC boss alive and suspect snap. That's in Port Harcourt. Collapse bridge making life unbearable for Lagos community laments. Soldier wife died in Lagos, multiple crashes. It's all disaster. Let me quickly skip. And then of course, this bridge is usually committed to maritime sectoral growth, Sanwo-Olu. And government diverts traffic to check highway bridge. Where is this? At Yanosolo, between 7 and 9. Okay, this was what Kofi was reading this morning. Physical Ministry gets IRS black. Who is this? Baba Bode Oshukoya. I know this gentleman. Oh, my God. May he rest in peace. His name is Baba Bode Lukade Oshukoya, FCA. He was born in 62, and he died November 21. May his soul rest in peace. Ah, this is my old boy being remembered here. Musiliu Anibaba of Lagos. He went to my school, the Methodist Brothers High School. Yes. Oh, are you doubting?
No, I'm not.
One phone call now.
There's no need. I'm not doubting.
When I said he went to my school, you were looking at me.
Because everybody goes to your school, but I'm not doubting.
Wait a minute. Oh, you can't yap me with school matter. It's very clear.
I'm not doubting now. I'm not doubting at all. I am not doubting. Your school is the best.
Well, not necessarily, but I have a school that... Which school? Do you know the school you went to?
Me? What school? Which level?
The only thing you heard was which level? Where you were playing.
No, wait. Which level? I know primary or secondary?
I suspect you went to University of Ilorin. You know, school matter now. You was when person say go school, go and do it. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's the sad part that we are now. But Chief Annie Baba went to the Methodist West High School, up school, up Kingswood House.
Can we move on now?
We can move on. Of course, I know where you know the Yabis they go. Oh, dear me. Now, Sheriff, I came across this HealthWise page again, and I think every week I'll be paying attention to it. It's a HealthWise page in the Punch. Okay, so while we are talking about politics things, let's now talk about our health. Look at this. Perpetrators of incest should be jailed for life, says psychologists. That brought about an interest in me, and I'm going to be looking for a psychologist to come and tell us what are the effects of incest and so on and so forth, and if there's any medical repercussion apart from this thing. So you have that. This was stated by a psychologist.
That's a professional right there. That's a professional can prescribe such a punishment.
But that shows you the level. I don't want to waste time and go all the way down. That's the level that we have there. Then you also have another story that is important here is the one that says sleep deprivation can trigger diabetes. I never knew that. And depression, okay, says chronic sleep deprivation, the noted, can lead to fatigue. I know that. Irritability I know that difficulty concentrating and increased stress levels. Another story here that caught my attention on this same health page, just this one page.
Mm.
Doctors differ on call for castration of rapists.
Yeah.
But how do you castrate a rapist? Do you take him to the operating table? Okay, come for best slice, you know.
I think that they can be chemically castrated.
Okay. Anyway, so then with the doctors,
I think rapists should be castrated.
I think second time rapists should be castrated. If you do it the first time, your first.
I think the first time
you want a straight red.
Once it's proven, once there's an evidence, instead of sending you to jail, you go to jail and then you get castrated alongside. Even when you get out of jail, you are incapacitated. You can't do anything.
They can still do a lot of damage minus that whatever.
There's a thing about what's it called now? Their psychology, their state of mind when they know that they can't get it up.
Mm.
So that alone dissuade them.
Well, those who are
it's a lifetime punishment for them.
No, this is not nighttime. So let me just do it. I'll pass it to Uzo. She can talk about it. Another one again. Climate change may lead to miscarriage and preterm delivery.
That when I saw that, I was, okay.
Climate change. Maternal experts have said the continuous extreme changes in the weather conditions could lead to increased marriages and disruption of antenatal care attendance among pregnant women. Sad one, though. Available data show that Nigeria has one of the worst maternal and child mortality indices in the world. Is that due to the heat?
No.
You know, I think we probably need to have a health program. Do we have a health program?
Yes, we do.
We do. Can I pass this paper on to
them? Two different health programs.
Let me pass this paper on to them. And look at another one. Healthy diet can cut infection risk by nearly 50%. Nutritionist. Let me hand over the...
do that, oh.
Let me
money
hand
for
over.
Drugs is expensive now.
Let me hand
now.
Over the paper to you.
Thank you. Pictures, please. We have to go now.
Okay.
Wow, we spent all our time. But you're back at 9.
I'm back at 9, yes.
Fantastic. Yes. Kofi is here already, so we have to step aside now for Kofi to continue the Morning Crossfire show. Stay here, please.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.